Working the night shift in a convenience store can be eerie, but nothing could prepare me for what happened that night. It was a quiet evening, and I had just started my shift when my manager introduced a new hire, Mr. C. He seemed normal enough, albeit a bit reserved. His job was to handle the late-night inventory in the back while I managed the register. Around midnight, a man in a black suit entered the store. He walked straight up to the counter, his presence imposing. "I'm here for Mr. C," he said with a smirk. There was something unsettling about his demeanor, but I called Mr. C to the front anyway. As Mr. C approached, I noticed a subtle exchange of glances between them. The man in the suit leaned in and whispered, "It's time." Mr. C's face went pale, and he nodded slowly. After the man left, I found Mr. C in the inventory room, staring blankly at a box. He seemed disturbed, muttering something about saving someone named Lucy. I tried to ask what was wrong, but he just shook his head and returned to work. Around 2 a.m., the store phone rang. The caller ID displayed Mr. C's number, even though he was right in front of me. Hesitant, I answered. The voice on the other end was distorted but clear. "Give him the girl. It'll be fine after that." Mr. C's expression changed as he heard the voice from the receiver. "It's too late," he murmured. "She's already marked." Confused and scared, I noticed a strange symbol on Mr. C's hand. It was an angular, red mark that seemed to pulse. "What is that?" I asked, but he didn't respond. The man in the suit returned at 3 a.m., the smell of smoke lingering around him. "Time's up," he said, his smile predatory. "Where is she?" Mr. C stepped forward, revealing a small girl, Lucy, from behind the counter. She clung to him, eyes wide with fear. "Don't take her," he pleaded.